It is 9 past 9. Tracy Bart, as I mentioned, has got in good time resuming on the weekend. He nommed for two races, accepted for two, before making a decision. Joins me now. Morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm good, mate. You sort of tossed the coin a little bit here with In Good Time, accepted for two races. And you've gone for one with the claim on, 62 down to 59. Tell us your reasoning behind them.
Look, I would have run, I was really worried about Tracy Demon's horse. I thought he'd run today in the race at Gosford.
Whoops, I can hardly hear you there, Tracy. You there? Hello?
You there, mate?
Yeah, I've got you a bit better now. Yeah, sorry, which horse were you worried about?
Jason Demon's horse in the benchmark 88.
Yep. No, we're losing you there, Tracy. We might have to ring you back. I think you're talking about Bonhomie, of course, Jason Demas' horse in the fifth row. So we might just hang up and ring you straight back, see if we can get better reception on you, Tracy, there at the moment, because she's pretty smart in good time. Tracy took her down to Melbourne. She ran some good races down there as well last spring. Of course, at Scone, she won the Denise's Joy, and she won that very well indeed. Now, we got him back. I think you're there, Tracy. We got you now.
Yeah, mate, I'm still driving, but I'm on the freeway.
Ah, that's it. We got you a lot better now. Yeah, Jason Demas' horse, Bonhomie, it is pretty smart, isn't it?
Bonhomie, that's right. Yeah, it'd be very hard to beat. So we just went the other way, and she looks like she gets a nice run in that mare's race from the alley, and plenty of speed in the race. So I'd imagine her being fourth or fifth in the run. And she seems fine. She's went to Melbourne. She had a couple of really nice runs and a couple of, just runs, you know.
She ran well at Caulfield. She ran a nice fourth there, and then a good run at Geelong. That was a smart race, the race at Geelong, that she ran third in.
Well, the horse that ran seventh came out and won the race that we raced on Melbourne Cup Day at Flemington, you know, so it was a good race. So we just didn't get into the race at all at Flemington on Cup Day. So, look, we just... bought her home. She seemed to probably done a good trip away and racing against them bit of class horses, you know.
You did draw the bleachers too. They didn't favour you with barrier draws, the two runs in town in Melbourne, Caulfield and Flemington.
Oh, dreadful. Absolutely dreadful.
I knew you were coming.
Yeah, exactly right. I think Geelong drew all right. I think it might end up in eight or something, Geelong. But, we had the visitor draw for sure.
Yeah. Now, when she struck form last time, I mean, she was just terrific. She put the picket fence together.
Yeah, well, look, she just went through the grade, and I probably looked after and protected her by running her in some class races that we spread around the countryside, and then you got her into that open at Tamworth Cup Day, and she won the flying there.
Mm.
It was a good effort. So that's sort of why we went to the race at Scone, and she franked the form, and she looks terrific. She doesn't sort of never been a track worker any part of her lifetime anyway. So she's worked exactly how she was working then and how she was going in Melbourne. I suppose if anything in Melbourne, she might have been a bit too fit, if you could say that. She was too revved up.
Does she like a little bit of top on her? In other words, a bit fresh?
She does. Yeah, she races better that way. I think, Philly, she's not a big filly, so you've got to have something left when you come home. Otherwise, you have nothing, So,
yeah.
But she'll improve. The run definitely improve. She's had an unofficial trial here about 10 days ago. Trial on the course probably here. A good trial,
Now, you've also got in Never So Natural. This horse was a good run the other day behind Easy Eddie's in the takeover target today.
Well, that's right. I mean, it was a terribly run race. Absolutely walked down the side. The young fella had to go forward on our horse, and that doesn't suit him, but he done the right thing. He wouldn't have run where he ran if he'd have stayed back there. So I think he's in the right race. He nicely weighted. It's really the right race for him. If he's ever going to win on a Saturday, it will be this Saturday.
All right. Well, you get two real good live chances, the two of them, Tracy, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, they're nice horses, both of them are, and I think, I'm sort of hoping to get In Good Time into one of the mares races really early in a better class race. Just might have the fit edge on some of our rivals, you know. So that's what I'm hoping. Hopefully we can strike early, you know.
All right. Well, good luck Saturday with both of them. Let's hope all goes to plan for you.
Thanks very much, guys.